laughing relief. The young one's gearing up to come on in here. I'm gonna leave my tuna eating behind, so stand by. We've still got an hour shrieking left. Now, should I do it, Damien? I don't know. I'm kind of wearing down a little bit. Yeah, energy, schmenergy. What? I don't have the energy to scratch my toucan. It's been a long week. Look at this. My knuckles are bloody from all the lead and the butt I've kicked. But what are you going to do?
Oh, I know what I wanted to do before I forget. I want to congratulate the D.C. graduating rookie class.
Yeah. There's a whole graduating class of rookies fixing to hit the streets. Do you believe that? I think it's something like 100 and some police. Fresh out of the academy. Rookies!
Hey, rookie! You think you can handle the job of a man, huh? You think you can handle it?
Kinda wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a man and become Well, you stand up in front of them and you look at them all. All them bald-faced boys. All them eager women ready to hit the streets for the first time. You're their training officer. You're proud, you're bold, you're hardened from years on the beach. You say to them, part of being a police officer is the proper use of bravado. If you conduct yourself in a powerful way, people will assume you are powerful. It doesn't matter if you know karate or kung fu. If you sound like you know what you're doing, people will respond in kind. For example, before you shoot a maggot, you say, like this, freeze maggot! You try it, Fibers, get up here. And Fibers walks up there, fresh out of the academy, with his new gun on and his shiny new badge, and he says, okay, freeze, maggot. You say, no, Fibers, no, it's like this. Freeze, maggot! You want to let your voice send a chill down their spine. So, they get so scared they'll be slipping and sliding their own poop, and all you got to do is lean down and slap the cuffs on them. Now, Fibers, you get out there and you try it. Well, somehow you don't trust Fibish. You look at him. You think to yourself, boy, the academy's turning out some sorry police. College boys. Back in your day, all you had to need to know was swing a nightstick and how to pump lead. And now they're sending you college boys. Well, you strap a tape recorder to Fibish's back because you want to make sure he learns the proper police command. You want to make sure he sounds manly when he's out on that beat. And sure enough, he comes back. His first day was an action-packed one. They had a robbery in progress. There were shots fired. Two suspects wounded. One killed. You can't wait to play back the tape. You take the tape recorder off of 5 inches back, and you play it back, and you don't hear nothing. No freeze maggot, no halt police, no nothing. Just what sounds like water running. You say, 5 inch, did you say nothing? He said, no, sir. Well, what's that sound? You stopped for a drink? He said, no, sir. I wet my pants.